Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, when babies start going to the bathroom, and as a new parent, you're never quite sure exactly what it's supposed to look like. My guest is Dr. Robert Mendelson. He's a general pediatrician, and he's a spokesman for the American Academy of Pediatrics. So let's talk about pee and poop, Dr. Mendelson. I bet as a longtime pediatrician, I know the first time I saw green poop in the diaper, I was shocked. Or black. Or yep. God only knows there's a rainbow of colors in there. What are we supposed to be seeing, and how much pee? You know, are we supposed to be measuring how much comes out, and that'll tell us we're feeding enough and they're getting enough liquids?
Well, let's take the second question first. There's certainly no reason to measure pee, and quite frankly, it's not an easy thing to do. But if a baby is wetting several diapers a day and they're pretty heavily soaked, you know that the urination is fine, meaning the hydration is fine almost always. As far as the poop is concerned, again, going back to our earlier conversation, babies that are breastfed have a different kind of poop than babies that are bottle fed. The smell is no odor to the poop to start with at all. After the first few days, when what's called meconium is passed, it's a sort of a benign kind of thing. It should not be hard and difficult for the baby to pass. I use the word with my parents, spreadable, which is kind of disgusting to most parents, but they understand what I mean in terms of what the consistency should be. And as I say, the poop a baby, once they start solid foods or getting a lot of formula, there's a little more odor to the poop than otherwise. Babies can poop as frequently as with every feeding or as infrequently as every few days, and as long as they're acting normally and the poop appears to be normal, everything is generally okay.
Okay, so you don't need to keep track of the output. You just need to make sure you're getting wet diapers every once in a while. And yeah. As far as the meconium, when it comes out, then that's sort of done. How many bowel movements a day should babies have?
Well, it depends. When they're passing the meconium early, they can have one with every feeding, and the upper limit of normal is considered to be a poop with every feed. So you're talking about every 3, 4, 5 hours. And then as the baby's digestive system matures, then it's less frequent.
Now, so when it starts to become a little bit more yellow, green, brown, you know, right. Or you start even getting into more feedings a day, or even your solid foods start, does that start to now change? Is the baby digesting food a little differently now?
Well, it is, and the baby is getting food differently. Green vegetables are very likely because of the green color in the vegetables to produce a more green stool. None of these things, the color is not particularly important as long as the consistency is appropriate and the frequency is appropriate. And the frequency, as I said, can range from one per feeding to one every few days.
So now what is the sign that something may be wrong that you should discuss with your pediatrician in terms of diaper rash? I mean, some babies, if you don't get that diaper after they've pooped right off of them, they start with all the redness, and it can be so painful. So what do you, Dr. Mendelson, recommend for diaper rash? What product do you like? And when do you really go to your pediatrician and say, you know, it's all the time?
Well, the first thing that we have to know is that there's a definite change, a definite difference between babies with fair skin and babies with dark skin as far as diaper rashes are concerned. As you can guess, babies with the really fair skin, the redness shows up and is a lot more obvious. The main thing, and you mentioned it already, is that especially if there's poop, but even with pee, once the baby is through getting rid of that waste, which is what it is, that's the time to be sure and change the diaper. Whenever possible, if it's warm enough, I recommend letting the baby sort of air out themselves instead of rubbing the area too much. Just kind of leave them laying on a diaper and hope they'll stay that way, which they will the first several months, and just kind of letting it air dry. I don't recommend any specific product. There are so many on the market and that parents can use. But again, this is a question, if you want to have something there, ask your pediatrician how do they handle it. And mostly it has to do with the fact that it's a absolutely natural thing, and the sooner you can avoid the contact with the poop or the pee directly to the skin, the better.
What about powder, baby powder? It seems to have gone out of vogue, and for a while everybody was using baby powder. What about baby powder?
Well, baby powder, the only negative about it is that some parents sort of shake it on it and make it a cloud, and the baby tends to breathe it in, and that can cause a little bit of respiratory irritation. But putting a little bit of a soft powder on your fingertips or your hand and rubbing it on the place that looks a little bit red is perfectly okay. I recommend that moms turn their back when they put the powder onto their fingers, then be sure that it stays below the waist.
Do you have a preference with your patients over cloth or synthetic diapers?
You know, I really don't. I tell parents, I mean, they've all read some about the ecology and how cloth diapers tend to clog up landfills, and paper diapers tend to clog up landfills, and cloth diapers tend to spend a lot on washing them. I think that it's absolutely up to the parents. A mom, by the time she has her second baby, has already made a decision about cloth versus paper. And the disposable diapers are very convenient for traveling, and that's what most moms in my practice use. But as far as which one is better, I think that's a toss-up.
Now, what about constipation in babies? Is there such a thing? I mean, what do you do if you notice that the poops are dry and or harder for the baby to push out, or they're red-faced and they're pushing so hard? We've all seen those little babies. And then it comes out and maybe it's a little hard ball. Does that mean they're constipated?
I mean, you can call it constipation unless that word upsets the mom, which it usually doesn't. The general cause for that, and it happens a lot more in warm, dry climates and so forth, is the baby just needs a little extra fluid. And in that case, you were asking earlier about water. That's a perfect time to introduce water between feedings. And almost always that will take care of those firm stools. They should not be like little pellets, as I say. The word spreadable means the same thing to most people.
So that would be the time when you can give a little extra water, give a little bit extra. But you don't have to start worrying. Like you say, parents worry when they hear the word constipation. When does a pediatrician really step in and say, okay, yeah, we're going to have to Miralax or, you know, something else?
Well, the only time you do that is when you already described the baby that's having a hard time pushing out a hard stool. And if that happens, and adding water, or we haven't even discussed fruits and fruit juice, but that's another thing that makes the stool softer because of the fluid content and the sugar content. So that's the first thing most of us try, is adding a little diluted apple juice Well, apple juice is really the best. White grape juice is another one that moms like and babies like, and that can be, if we're up to the point of using a sippy cup, that can be given in the cup or in a bottle.
I remember those days of white grape juice, and sometimes we even used pear juice,
right,
and had to work on that. So wrap up baby poop. Tell us what's normal. Got about 30 seconds.
Well, if the stools are normal and spreadable, there's no problem. If the stools are frequent, to one with one per feed or one every couple of days, that's normal. If there are any abnormalities, that's, again, what pediatricians are for. Those are the questions we like to answer to put the mom's mind at ease. Almost always, the pattern is normal.
That is what you're hearing right here on Healthy Children, with information provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics. And you can also get more information on their consumer website, healthychildren.org. Remember, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. Scroll around and learn something with us. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.